Okay. We're holding in, just for anybody who's listening, we're holding in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, right at the bottom. Today's Amud is over here, Daf Gimel Amud is, right? V'hada pliki Rav Rabba Rav Yosef. So our machlok between Rav and Rav Yosef, which was, if you remember, about Kodshei Kodshim, which are meant to be shechted in the Tzafon in the northern half of the Azara, or on the Mizbeach, the way we pass them. That's machlok Kitanayim, but the way we pass them, you could shech them also on the Mizbeach, right? And you actually shechted them in the Dorim. If you were to bring them up on the Mizbeach, right, do you then have to take them down? The reason why this came up is because if you don't have to take them down, the Gemara implies that there's in fact in such a case still Me'ilim in her Torah, that they still have some shaykh to Mizbeach, they still have some Kedusha. That's the way Rashi explains it, right? But if you would even have to take them down, even if you did bring them up on the Mizbeach, that shows that they have no relevance to Koronas anymore at all, in which case they cannot have possible Me'ilim in her Torah, maybe Me'ilim in Darabanan, right?
Yep.
So this thing that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef disagreed about was obvious to Rabbi Elazar. By Dava Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar said, Oilas Bamas Yachid Shehichni Salafnish. So if you have an Ola, right, which you really were mapped for the purpose of a Bamas Yachid. What's a Bamas Yachid? The Bamas Yachid is an altar which is built outside of Beit HaMikdash. Right, background, right? It was mutter for somebody to build a private altar before the Mishkan was built in the Mitzvah.
That's his bell, yeah.
And then use it. Yeah. Right? Then the Mishkan was built, it became also to use a private altar.
And that happened, that happened a bunch of times. It was never good.
Then it, until, right, when the... after they got to Eretz Yisrael, it was mutter to use a private altar until the Mishkan was rebuilt at Shiloh. Right, that is what the pasuk refers to in the Menucha. This is the last parak of Zochin, the last Mishnah of Zochin, to discuss this issue, right? And then it became mutter again after Shiloh was destroyed. Until the Beit HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, that's when the Obama became Asur Le'oyuan. Right, that's called Nachala in the pasuk. Ad Shelo Yibasim Ela Menucha Ve'Ela Nachala. Menucha is Shiloh, Menachla is Yerushalayim. So after we got to the Nachala, right, our inheritance, which is Yerushalayim, we can no longer use a Bama Yochid at all under any circumstances. Yeah? No, this is a big problem. In Sefer Malachim, all the kings are dealing with this issue that they continue, even when they weren't doing Avodah Zarah, they were always using private altars, right, which is Asur.
Yeah?
Okay, so it says, an Ola that you were Makdish when it was still Mutter to use a Bamas Yachid. Right? And then, even though it's Mutter to use a Bamas Yachid, you brought it into the Mishkan or the Beit HaMikdash. Right after, even though you were Makdish for the purpose of Bamas Yachid, but you brought it into a place where there's a Bamas, what's called a Bamas Sibarom, is Beah, right? Says the Mara Kaltua Mechitzes Lechol Davar. The Mechitzes, the walls of the Mishkan, absorb that Korban. It is now a Korban for a Mishkan and not for a Bamas Yachid and not for a private altar.
Oh, it's just interesting. So it's okay then?
It's fine. Okay. Why is this going to be a problem? Why is it going to probably be a problem in the context of our machlokes between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef? By Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar asked on this. Oilas Bamas Yachid, Sheikh Nisan in Isila. Oilas Bamas Yachid, right? That you brought it into the Mishkan, and where does it have to be shechted? It's an Ola. Ola is Kodshei Kodshim.
So in the north.
Yes. It has to be shechted in the north, right? Then you shechted it now, Nifzala, it became possible. Alu Mawush Yerdu. If it was brought up onto the Mizbeach, should it be brought down? In that specific case. So it says the Gemara, the obvious, me to come by Ele Lechada, me to come by Ele Lechada, me to come if he asked about that case, that very, 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 very specific, very, very unusual case, right? Then it must be that in general he thinks the answer is kosher either like Rabba or Rav Yosef. And the only case is in you have the complication that the Korban was really mukdash for the purpose of Bamas Yachid, so then you already have to ask, does it in fact, does that make a difference?
Yeah.
Right? Toisvit thinks the Gemara was doing here, the reason why it doesn't concentrate a straight rejection, remember we just rejected Rava.
Yeah.
So Toisvit thinks that there was no rejection of Rava. They think that this already means that we're continuing with Rava, right? And what we're doing is we're now modifying Rava's position, so it'll actually work with Mishnah and Zachim.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Rava Batraita.
What?
Okay, I said Rava Batraita.
Well, that's also true, right? They really ask. He is really asking, right? About assuming one of these halachos. Ad kan loyka amar rabba hasam im alu leyardu mechita kisikna psa pasla shalik sikna loy pasla. So it says. Rabba didn't really go so far to say that in this case also, if you brought up on the Mizbeach, you should take it down. Why? Mechitza kasigma. If the mechitza of the Mishkan is in good shape, right? Then, already, of course, if you've shechted in the wrong place, in the Mishkan, it's possible. But if it's the mechitza, the walls of the Beit HaMikdash are not totally complete, then, no, it didn't become possible.
Wow.
What does that mean? It doesn't mean that the problem is a hole in the walls. It means that this korban was never meant to be brought into the walls. Right? So if a seder, a korban that was always meant to be brought into the walls of the Beit HaMikdash, right, in such a case, right, if you shechted it in the wrong place, you shechted it just on Gamri in the wrong place. And it's a pasul korban and gamarno, and that's not even called Shluba Kodesh, that's Shluba Kodesh. Right? But if we're talking about a case where this pichlal, this korban wasn't meant to be brought in the Beit HaMikdash at all, and then people just shechted 100 miles away. Right? And now you're bringing to the Beit HaMikdash? Okay, so Beseder, lechatchila you shechted in north. But if you didn't, you're going to say that Doraim is worse than shechting it, I don't know, Tel Aviv? Doesn't make sense. Right? Therefore, that teaches you in that case it doesn't lose its full kedusha. And if you shouldn't bring it up in the Beit HaMikdash. It's also to bring it up to bring it up in the Beit HaMikdash. Sorry. It's also, you shouldn't. But if you did, it doesn't need to be taken down.
Which one is that? It's considered
okay.
Yeah.
You understand?
Therefore,
Okay. And it says, "Oi, Dilma, maybe this is really what. Maybe this is what he thought. Maybe he didn't think it was pasha for Rabbi. Maybe he didn't agree with Rabbi. Maybe he agreed with Rabbi Yosef. Afilula Rabbi Yosef, the Amari Malsalei say raid. Even for Rabbi Yosef, we said that if you bring it up with the Mizbeach, you shouldn't take it down, right? In normal case, right? In normal case of Shachta B'Dorim, right? Without this whole issue of Bamas Yachid, Bamas Sibra, no. Right? Normal case, you brought an animal, you brought a korban of the Beit HaMikdash, which was Kodshik, Adoshim, either a Chatz or a Rasham, right? And you shechted it, or a Shami Tibur, and you shechted it in the Dorim. In Achida, Anami, you're not allowed to bring it. If you do, you don't take it off, you burn it there, right? In such a case, Mechitza kesikna kalta, shelo kesikna lo kalta. Teiku. So he says, maybe. Okay. If you say that this was an animal that was really meant from the mikdash for the mikdash later all along, right? So then it has some sort of connection to the entire azara. And therefore, even if you shechted it in the south, it still has some kedusha, and you can bring it onto the mizbeach. And if you bring it onto the mizbeach, you can't bring it onto the mizbeach. But if you do, you shouldn't take it off. The korban still has some sort of hechsher to it.
Yeah.
Right? Bediyeh. But if you if you were meant to bring it outside, then the only way you can bring it into Beit HaMikdash is you bring it right.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't do it right, it's garnished. And even Rav Yosef would admit that.
The assertion that the
Says the Gemara, what's the Vashtana? Who did Rabbi Elazar actually agree with? Teiku.
Nice.
Okay, what does I will just, you know, mention, since we've reached it, what does Teiku mean?
It means we don't know.
It does mean we don't know, but what does it stand for? So everybody, all the acronyms say it stands for Tishbi, Atarit, Kushiyat Abayas. Right, Tishbi, Eliyahu Tishbi, it's going to come over, he's going to answer all the questions in Halacha. But including this one,
yeah, but isn't
that Yisdomet? That's not what it means. Yisdomet actually comes from Tikkum, right? The suffix will stand. But the suffix remains.
Yeah.
Okay. Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav. Rav Gidl said no Rav, and this contradicts something that I said previously, and I haven't gone crazy, right? This is rejected by most Rishonim. Zrikas Pigul Einoi Moitzi Midei Me'ila Bekodshei Kadoshim Ve'einoi Maybe Lidei Me'ila Bekodshim Kalim. So it's Rav Gidl and Rav said the following. If you... So they're going to interpret the Gemara and say, well, if you have an animal that you shechted, right? You shechted it with kavana to eat it within 3 days. That is called what? What is that called?
Zmano makam.
Chutzah zmano, right? Or pickle, right? It's called pickle. Right? The Gemara calls that pickle.
Oh, you do everything right except for that.
Yeah. And one ram. You shechted it, and then you were zorakadam, right? That zrika does not remove the isra me'ila. Because it never came with real kana. Right, like the das Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah. Right? And equally, if you were to do a shechitas pickle, you do a shechitas kavanah to eat kochim kalim within 3 days, right?
Yeah.
And then you did a zrika, that would not cause mi'ila to be chal on the things that are burnt on the mizbeach. Remember, only the emurim of kochim kalim are subject to mi'ila, as everything else is mutar to eat, so it's not subject to mi'ila, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. Those things will not become subject to mi'ila. Why? Because you can't actually burn them. Maybe, but the effort, it's called psula b'kodesh, you bring onto mizbeach, it won't be asked to take it off. Right? It will be asked to take it off. You have to burn it. But lecha tchila, you don't bring onto mizbeach, therefore it has no me'ilah. Right?
Yeah.
Now, note. Here, this is really a makor for the Rambam, who says, remember I said, the Rambam says, that all the cases that are listed in the Mishnah, including chutz zmane, chutz makomo, are really only me'ila derabanan. Right? And that seemed to contradict the Gemara from Daf Beis Amud Beis. You remember?
Right?
The Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis said for Rav Yosef, who says, im alu le'yerdu, it'll be me'ila min haTorah.
Yeah.
And for Rabba, who says, im alu le'yerdu, it'll only be me'ila min derabanan. That contradicts the Rambam, who says, even in case of alu le'yerdu, it's only me'ila derabanan. Right? So here's the makor for the Rambam. There's actually an opinion. Rav Gidl Amar Rav said, even in case of im alu le'yerdu, this is a classic case of im alu le'yerdu, everybody agrees that pigul is im alu le'yerdu, but it's called psula b'kodesh, right? Im alu le'yerdu, even so, you can't have me'ila bichal. Right, me'ila doesn't necessarily go away, but it's also not chal. Right, it says the Rambam learns it, that me'ila does go away min haTorah. Midirabonan, it doesn't.
It never goes away.
Right? And equally, me'ila is not chal min haTorah, min haDirabonan it is. Right?
Yep.
That's the way he learned it. The reason why Rashi rejects this is because Rashi understood, based on the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis, that the Me'ila is not related to the fact that you can bring it lechatchila onto the Mizbeach and bring the Korban. Me'ila is related rather to the fact that the Korban still has Kedusha. Right? If it still has Kedusha, it still has Me'ila. Even if you can't bring it on the Mizbeach. And therefore, we can't pass in like this opinion of Rav Gidl Amar Rav. Right?
Yeah.
Because the fact that you shechted at Bipsol, you shechted at with B'mach Shabbos people Beseder, but im alu lo yerdu, it still has Kedusha, and therefore it must still be subject to Me'ilah min haTorah. And indeed, Rashi and Tosis both reject this opinion of Gidl Amar Rav. In Zvachim, not here. Well, Tosis here and Rashi and Zvachim reject this opinion. Okay? Yeah?
Yeah.
Zrik, so he says, fine. Yasiv Abaye said, Vekamar la lahashmaisa. And he said this. He gave over this statement in the name of Rav Gidl, who said it in the name of Rav. So he said straight away, we have a Mishnah that contradicts you, right? Somebody is a Mishnah in Menachos, someone who shechts a korban todah. Now, Korban Torah had how many loaves of bread that came with it? 40. Lots of bread. But the idea, and it has to be all eaten within one night.
Mm.
Right, the idea is it forces the Nativ, brings down a famous din in Hayam Akshela, it forces you to have a party. Right, the idea is it's a Korban Tonis, it's you're giving Hodah to a Kabbarah on a nace that he did for you. So don't just you give her the Hodah for a nace, bring in all your friends and give Hodah together. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it says someone who shechs a Toidah inside. Right? But its bread is outside of the Azara.
Oh, okay.
The lechem doesn't become kadosh.
So you need to bring more bread.
What?
You need to bring more bread.
No, the korban's pasul.
Oh, fine.
Right? Shachta acha lo korban panei abatana. If you shechted it, it's in the azara, but it hasn't been baked properly yet. The bread hasn't started browning. Right? It's still soft. It's still this soft white dough. It hasn't gone brown yet.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit. Right? A few karma chukul and chutzmeatzin, or even all of the loaves started to brown already. They started to get a crust, except for only one. Right? Lo kadash alechem. The bread doesn't become kadosh. The korban is pasul. Right? That's even if only one out of the 39 is not ready yet. Is not even bedyevet edible yet. It's still just dough. Right? Shachta chutz lismana vechutzim koima. If you shechted it v'machsheves pigul, either you had kavana to eat it in 2 days instead of 1 day, right? Or you had kavana to throw the blood tomorrow, or you had kavana to burn the emurim tomorrow, or you had kavana to eat it somewhere outside of your shalim. In any of those cases, right? Kadash halechem, then the lechem does become kadosh.
Uh-huh. Right?
Alma, therefore, that teaches us pigul ma'isila lidei me'ila. Pigul creates an isur of me'ila. Right? Right? Even though... Right, there was machsheves pigul in ashkita. Right? It caused an isur me'ila to be chal. Now, no. Tosfos is immediately ask the obvious question here. Right? They say, but wait... Lachmi Toida aren't subject to an Isser Me'ila at all. Figure, they could be done Behechsher Gomor, and there's no Isser Me'ila.
Well, if you're honest about this, like, Kodesh thing, then maybe that...
But they're not subject to Me'ila, because they've got nothing to do with the Mizbeach. They're not Blodjei Bekabais, which do have Me'ila, and they're no rival in the Mizbeach, they're all eaten, therefore they have no Me'ila. So Tosis gives one of two answers. Tosis suggests two answers. Either Inachinami, Lachmi Toida have no... Dinner Me'ila, but that's not because they're less Kaddish. It's because their Kedusha has nothing to do with the Mizbeach, they're Eden. Right? But something is Kedusha is to me, it does have something to do with the Mizbeach, would have a Dinner Me'ila in such a case. This proves that full Kedusha can be Chal, even Machshavas Pigol. That's what it proves. Right?
Okay, fine.
Alternatively, they suggest, in the name of Rabbein Peretz, there are four of the 40 Lachmi Toda which are subject to an Isser Me'ila. Which ones? The four that you give to Kavanah. You're only going to give them to Kohanim after Zrikas Adam, because they're only going to have Mutter for Kohanim after Zrikas Adam. Right? And therefore, until such time as they are Mutter L'Kohanim, they will have an Isser Me'ila. Those four Lachmi Toda are actually like Kodshei Kodshim. That's what they suggest in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz. Okay? An interesting idea that Machlokes exists. Right? Is there Me'ila in Lachmi Toda? So Rabbeinu Peretz says yes, the other Bali Tosis say no. Okay?
Yeah.
By the way, if you're wondering how I know it's Rabbeinu Peretz, it's because Rabbeinu in here is Rabbeinu Peretz.
Okay.
Okay?
Says okay, fine.
So then, the Gemara says, Alma Pigul Maiti De Me'ila. Pigul can cause Me'ila, or can cause Ful Kedusha, which would be Me'ila. Okay, so that's relevant. Right, however you learn this line. Ishtik. Didn't respond. Abaye didn't have an answer. He's like, maybe this really proves from Gittel Amar of Rome. So it says, Ki asa leka meide Rabbi Abba. When they came in front of Rabbi Abba. Who's Rabbi Abba? Remember, Abaye's generation of Amorim. Who is called Rabbi Abba? Rava. Yeah. Rava, Rav, and Rabba are all called actually Rabbi Abba.
Rava.
Right? So Rava, it got the same Shiloh came in front of Rava instead of Abaye, right? Amorlei. So he immediately responded, Bizrika! No! The case that Rav Gidl Amarav said that Pigul cannot possibly create a dinner, cannot either create Me'ila or get rid of Me'ila,
yeah,
is not a case is not when the Me'ilah, the Machshavas Pigul was a Shlita. It was when the Machshavas Pigul was in the Zrika. Right? You understand? Well, there was a kosher Shlita and the Machshavas Pigul came about in the Zrika.
And why would that change it?
Because the Machshavas, because what do you need to either create Me'ilah in Kochim Kalim, in the Emurim, or get rid of Me'ilah in Kochi Kochim, you need a Kosher Zrika. Now, even if there was a Kosher Zrika after Apostle Shlita, there's still a Kosher Zrika, and if it'll still create or get rid of Me'ilah. Only Shchita. So at Shchita, in Achinami, Shchita's Pigul doesn't necessarily preclude the possibility of Me'ilah, even in a Torah. Right? But Zrika's Pigul, that already precludes Me'ilah, says Rava. That's what Rav Gidla Amram must have been talking about.
Yeah.
Okay?
So
it says, straight away, Amar Le Rav Ashi Le Rava. How much time do we have we taken already today? Because we're already getting to the end of Amar, so... what time? Do you need to go somewhere now? Have you got a call?
In like 2 minutes.
Okay, so we'll finish today, because this is already... it's relevant, but we can... it'll take me a lot more than 2 minutes to explain what's going to come next, so we will stop for the moment.